People need advice. Maybe you need an outside voice to give you a nudge in one direction or another, or it could be possible you have a 50-50 decision. Then you can let the coin decide, because it turns out, according to science, letting a coin decide is every bit as effective for long-term happiness as the other ways, but only when it's truly 50-50. Free beer, hot wings, Steve, hello. Kelly, and Maitland. Let's start with this one. Came in a few minutes ago. Advice? My ex recently asked me if I would be willing to lend him a large sum of money so he can get his teeth fixed. Okay. They'd need to be pulled and have to get some dentures of some sort. Insurance will cover some of it. That's a lot. That's a lot of money.
Dentures or implants? Because that's a I'm big, not sure. I think well, that's
they,
a huge
if
difference.
If they pull them,
price.
It has to be implants, right? Well, no, it doesn't.
Well, no.
Of course not.
Dentures, yeah.
That was dumb.
Yeah, dentures but either way, would be a lot cheaper than implants.
I mean,
yeah.
Dentures would still be, what, $3,000? $4,000?
Boy, I don't know.
I mean, implants, probably, you're looking at $25,000.
Yeah, you're in the tens of thousands. I know
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
His teeth have bothered him for years and have cost him some job opportunities, so this would be a huge help for him. He told me he'd pay me back. We've been broken up for about 2 years, by the way. It was not a bad breakup. We're still friends. Told me he would pay me back, but I know from being with him for 6 years that he never will. He will have every intention to, but I know he will forget or other things will come up and he won't do it. It won't really hurt me too much financially to help him, but I also don't know if this is something I should just let him figure out himself.
I want to know how much. They just said a large sum of money. They didn't say.
They did.
That matters.
I wouldn't do it. If you know he's not going to pay you back,
I would do
unless
whatever.
Unless you just want to buy it for him. If you just want to buy it for him. But it needs, I mean, if it's going to be a loan and you know you're not going to get paid back, that's going to, do you value the friendship? Are you willing to lose, let's say it was $6,000 or $10,000. Are you willing to lose that and still be friends and not think about every time they buy something for themselves and don't even mention paying you back?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's going
to
be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say do whatever allows you to sleep good at night. If you want to do it, do it. But
you kind
if
of
you
have
don't feel bad about it.
I mean, you kind of have an easy out, too. You can just say, look, I'd love to, but I just don't have the money.
I'd say I'd love to, but we're not together. And you should find a way to pay for your own stuff.
Mm-hmm. This text just got teeth removal and dentures. Top and bottom, it cost $8,000.
Dentures.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
Hmm.
Yeah, so implants are going to be quite a bit more.
Way more.
Yeah, so that's I'm guessing
so
it would
expensive.
Be just
even if it's just that.
But still, yeah, that's a, I mean, that's a ton of money. Dental work is expensive. Yeah, I mean, I feel for the guy. I'm sure it sucks. I'm sure it has cost him jobs. I mean, you go in a jacked up grill.
Okay.
Not putting your best foot forward, but geez.
Here's an interesting one for the audience. Maybe you guys. From Lansing. I need money. What's the easiest and fastest way to make a couple hundred bucks without becoming a prostitute?
The easiest and fastest way to make a couple hundred bucks?
Got
I don't know,
to sell?
Sell a couple things?
Yeah.
That's probably what my first thought would be.
I mean, inevitably, most... I've always found that people who are like, I don't have any money, you go, you have an iPhone 15. Or something, you know what I mean? It's like, well... Surely you have something you could get rid of or stop paying for. I don't know. Cancel Netflix for 2 months or so. You know, I don't know. There's something without having to turn yourself into a whore.
I think a good kind of like long-term solution, it does take about a week or so to get set up and approved. But like signing up to DoorDash.
That's what I was going
to
say.
You're in an area that does that. I signed up a few weeks ago just because I was like, I got my afternoons free. And you can change your screen name so nobody knows it's you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he'll be late man.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, this is really backfiring.
Yeah. So, but you can
late
sign.
Late man's always on time.
But yeah, you can sign up and then
you can
also
do it
get,
as much as you want.
You can do it on your own time and yeah, as much as you want. And, you know, once you hit your extra, your $100 that you want, you can just be like, all right, I'm done for the week.
And you can really learn your city's roads.
And yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the lady that that was thinking about giving money to her ex, someone writes in and says, most dentists work with interest-free lenders where he can get the loan from the dentist now.
Oh, I didn't
or
know
Or at
that.
The very least with very low interest rates.
Yeah.
Because they want you to do the work. And those loan companies, they just want to get you.
He probably knows that, though. He's still going to her because
he
knows.
He'd have to pay that back.
Yeah.
Man, I wouldn't do it. This one, donate plasma, $400 a month.
I had a roommate who did that. He was on a regular schedule because they would only let you do it however many, within so many times of your last time. No, he was doing it like, he had a schedule, he would do it a couple times a week.
Oh, wow. Jeez. That's way more than I thought you could do it.
How long are you in there for that? Is that just like a 20 minutes in and out type
thing? I think
thing?
He said your first appointment, you're there a little, about an hour or more because they have to do a bunch of tests and kind of get more on your background and stuff. But then, yeah, afterwards, every time you go in, pretty quick.
Hmm. Oh, this one, I do DoorDash pretty often, work a 10-hour day, make about $270 in that day after gas and everything else. So, yeah, that would do it. Tommy, you are a plasma donator?
Yeah, I donate pretty frequently. I've done it ever since college. I mean, I make pretty good money from that, and it just pops up in my little account. I got a dedicated little card for it, and it's popping in and out, and it's good.
You use it, so you can use your plasma money for, like, whatever fun
literally
you
anything.
Want?
Yeah, that's usually, like, my for fun money, so that I kind of can keep everything I make for a living, for the actual living costs, and then I have my fun money. I usually make about $100 a week from that, and I paid for a whole vacation once with it, so.
Does it? I feel like somebody told me that donating plasma hurts.
I mean, TMI, just, they're putting a needle in your arm. So
it's
I mean,
just that, right? Is it, is it a needle like when you get an IV where
it's
a little thicker?
Maybe a little larger than that, but I mean, it's not anything crazy.
Not like you can feel it getting sucked out of your body.
Oh, no, no. You just got to pump your hand the whole time so you got blood flow, but like you don't feel it. So once it's in, it's in. So
this text I paid for
sucking noises. Would you still go up and made that noise?
And every now and then it goes,
yum.
It's like, tasty.
This one, it says, quick money, do plasma donations, you get paid, and you don't have to claim it on your taxes. Is that true?
Yeah.
Do they tell you that, or is that just something somebody said? Because, like, who's checking the plasma place?
Yeah. I mean, nobody's ever said anything to me.
Do they pay you cash?
You can go to an ATM and get it as cash, yeah.
But I think they load it on a, like, reloadable card.
Mm. A plasma card.
Plasma card.
This text, I paid for six of us to go on vacation for a week in Pigeon Forge with 2 years' worth of plasma money. It's a way to do it.
Yeah.
Somehow donating plasma and you ending up in Pigeon Forge kind of, it's going to go together.
Let's see. This one, just a quick thought again on teeth extraction. I was lucky enough to work for a company that understood my ex-wife had dental issues, so they were willing to lay me off for however long I would need for her to become eligible for assistance, we paid nothing out of pocket once she was eligible. So the company laid you off so that you could get the assistance to get the broken grill taken care of, and then they brought you back, or they pay you under the table? Because that seems... like, that's a whole other problem. Like, yeah, well, now the teeth are free, but we haven't eaten for 2 weeks.
Wait. So you had better dental when you were laid off?
Well, then it was, the mouth reconstruction was
qualified
paid for by
assistance.
Oh, that's a great system we got.
Seems like the insurance industry is working really great. We pay a lot of money in, and then nothing happens.
Yeah, it's really good. It really works well.
Yeah.
It's really streamlined.
We had a meeting last week about health insurance for Danny Hunchback. And even the guy selling it goes, yeah, the system it's totally broken. Irreparable. I'm like, yeah. Okay, well.
Great sales pitch.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciated his honesty. Yeah. He's like, I'm trying to do the best I can. Let's see. I would like the coin decision. Yesterday in my coworker's office, I noticed on a screen an email from my sister about a surprise party for my birthday. All my friends and family know that I do not like parties where I am the center of attention. I'm an introvert. The party is this weekend. My decision is, do I bite the bullet and go to the party, or do I take off Friday morning, go out of town for the weekend, get a hotel somewhere, pretend like I didn't know about the party and just happen to be out of town? If it makes any difference, my birthday isn't until next week, and it's my 40th.
I mean, just get out of town. You don't have to.
I don't like parties. I do not want a surprise party. That would not make me It would make me anxious, but I'd feel too bad to ditch, because they're doing it with love in their hearts for one reason or another. They're doing it because they love you and like you, and they want to celebrate you.
Yeah, this isn't a room full of strangers.
But it still sucks.
Yeah, just suck it up.
There are things, though, like, especially if I'm so bad at getting something like that, I would, not that I would hate it, but I would immediately feel like I owe everybody that did that and showed up to that party a favor. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, this is so nice of y'all. Now I got to get you something to say thank you. And that's nobody's intention in that room.
Right.
But it's just that unnecessary feeling that I have of like, oh, you gave me this, I should give you something too. Mm-hmm. And I find that most people who tell you, I don't really love surprise parties, feel like they owe people something like that afterwards. Again, I would love it. I'd love seeing everybody. But yeah, that feeling of, oh.
I think maybe they should just reach out to whoever they know is part of the party planning and just say, hey, I know about the party. I really don't love surprises. But if you guys really want to do something and get together, can we just keep it a little more low-key?
Yeah, I like
keep
that.
It at that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Or get a hotel.
Or take the easy way.
Okay, yeah, what would you do? Steve, you'd get a hotel?
I think so. I mean, if I really didn't want that,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you have an out. You easily have an out because you don't, oh, I didn't know about it. How would I have known about it?
Kelly, what would you do?
I'd go.
You'd go.
I'd Alex. Go knowing about it.
Go. You're going to end up having a good time. I'm an introvert. I was always I'm like, I don't want to go to this party. I don't want to go do this or whatever. And then I'm always the last to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I always have a good time. The best party I have ever had was a surprise party for me.
Oh.
Like, and I would have said that I don't like surprise parties either. But my 30th was a surprise party. And there were all these people I hadn't seen in forever. And it was great. It's the best party that I've ever had. leading up to it, though, if you had said, hey, would you like a surprise party? I go, nah, not really. No, that's not really, you know, I mean, if we want to get together, that'd be cool, but I don't need a surprise. But it ended up being really cool because I saw all these people that I didn't see. So
that's
yeah,
pretty good.
It was awesome. So just do it. I mean, it's a couple of hours. If you're not enjoying yourself, then dip. And you're not going to be startled. Like, you know it's happening. So it's not like you're like, oh, I hate
what if it still gets
I
you?
Get the heebie-jeebies when somebody jumps out and goes, happy birthday. Like, just deal with it.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You owe me.
Oh, my God.
I think you got to go.
Yeah.
You
these people love you.
You don't want to do.
You don't. But, I mean, these people love you. What are you trying to make it so they don't love you?
I would get to that hotel and be like, oh, man, lonely. I'm so lonely. Like, it would immediately turn the other way. Like, I'd be like, oh, I did it. Oh, I did it. Now everybody hates me. That's what would happen. I would have that same guilt the other way around.
Yeah, sitting in a hotel room realizing you're missing your own party.
Oof. On the way.
Fun.
We're going to decide if somebody proposes or not.